Simon & Schuster Australia presents Reprehensible, Polite Histories of Bad Behaviour. Written and narrated by Mikey Robbins. For Laura. Introduction. It sometimes feels that we live our lives in a state of constant outrage. Our leaders might have feet of clay, but it seems those feet have stepped in something much more awful than clay. The news cycle appears to have the same attention span as a goldfish with a Red Bull addiction. Then everything is amplified through the viperous echo chamber of social media. By the time you switch off your telly or mobile device and angrily climb into bed, you've actually forgotten what it was that made your blood boil over your morning coffee. We are under a bombardment from all of our screens, all of the time, reminding us with one click just what a dreadful time we are living through. But here is one tiny, comforting thought. We've always been appalling. Not all of us, not all the time, but appalling behaviour runs through our history right alongside great art, soul-stirring music, and methods for preserving fish. And we are really good at preserving fish. I'm not talking about the great and serious crimes against humanity that we deal with on a generational basis. This is a polite history of bad behaviour. I'm interested in our more venal, ridiculous, sometimes far-reaching, and often private and petty transgressions. Now, I understand that polite is an extremely subjective word. I'm guessing that my interpretation may not match up with some people's idea of taste or propriety. I can live with that. I'm not saying that there aren't episodes in this book that some people will find raunchy, prurient, or just downright filthy. And there are a few sad and tragic deaths. But my area of interest is the serial scoundrel as opposed to the serial murderer. I find fascinating the pompous and proud, the foibles of the powerful, the particular peccadilloes of some of our greatest leaders, thinkers, and writers, and there are more Randy Royals than you can shake a scepter at. Sometimes it's the ridiculous and reprehensible that give us a window into our perception of what is grand, beautiful, and true. These castles in the sky are often built on the shifting sands of our folly, and that's often where all the fun stuff happens. For those of you with delicate sensibility.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?